This is VSiN Prime Time, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We're off and running on a Monday evening here on VSiN Primetime alongside Matt Newmans. I'm Tim Murray. We're live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas. We got berths to the Super Regionals on the line. We've got, as Matt laughs, we've got an NBA Finals to discuss. Of course, that starts on Thursday night. Tonight would have been Game 7. The Pacers had different plans in mind. And we have the Stanley Cup Finals starting on Wednesday night. We've got 7 games on the MLB card and the Colorado Rockies, America's favorite team, 9-50, Matt Newmans, on the field right now in South Beach against the Miami Marlins. How are you, sir?
Well, I tell you what, if you're not hyped up for this Monday night in sports, somebody needs to check you for a pulse.
Whew,
because
yeah,
man, this is about as good as it gets.
I can sense a little sarcasm. It will get worse. It will get worse.
I will say this. We were blessed with a pretty good West Coast baseball card tonight.
We are.
We do have some decent baseball games to talk about tonight. Like you said, college baseball. And we got a monster favorite on the card that Aaron Moore, the professor, says no way is going to lose today in college baseball.
Yeah, I believe he's talking about the LSU Tigers, who last night, if you missed it, lost to Little Rock as a -3,000 favorite. And if anyone out there was brave enough to bet on Little Rock yesterday, it was quite the day as they beat Dallas Baptist early in the day as a +850 dog and then turned around and beat LSU at around 14-1. And now the Little Rock baseball squad takes on LSU with a chance to go to the Super Regional.
How many people you think played that rollover money line parlay?
And I'm going to say zero.
And the truth is, you're not even getting fair odds, and that's a monster payoff.
Yeah.
Probably should be getting better odds with the underdog than you got. And the Little Rock baseball team swept those two games.
I know. Crazy. It has been college baseball has been living up to the billing as just kind of a wild weekend. I mean, who would have thought? Once again, if you don't know anything about college baseball, Matt, the number one overall seed, adios, Vanderbilt, lost to Wright State yesterday.
Probably should have lost to Wright State twice.
If their coach doesn't pull a pitcher with a no-hitter on Friday. Texas, the number two seed, adios. God. And right now, Georgia, 7 seed, adios. Clemson, 11 seed, get out of here. Oregon lost their first two games. So it is, March Madness didn't have all that much of a craziness. So far, the NCAA tournament in baseball has been pretty wild and unpredictable.
I would say so. I think since the current seeding model was introduced in 1999, it's only the second time the number one and number two overall seeds have been knocked out in the regionals. Vandy and Texas out of the SEC going home. Now, the SEC still has plenty of strong teams left in the tournament. If you bet that prop on SEC team win the College World Series, you're still alive, but you just lost two big bullets right there with Vandy and Texas.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Arkansas has moved on. Auburn has moved on. LSU tonight, we'll talk about that with Aaron Moore. So we got a lot to get to when it comes to college baseball. And is there value to be had on LSU tonight? As mentioned, the professor who joined me on Saturday had a nice 2-1. He joined me on Sunday. A nice little 2-1 day for Aaron Moore on the program. He's been doing write-ups for VSiN.com, Matt Newmans. But you had a busy weekend, Matt. I know you are out of the house, and Chavez Ravine tonight has a pretty good one as the Dodgers take on the New York Mets. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our VSiN Primetime Game of the Night.
The lights are on and the stakes are high. It's the Primetime Game of the Night.
You know, Matt, you and I love the late night college football games. We're getting those game times announced. We got them announced last week. I'm all fired up about the start of the college football season, around 80 days away from week zero. But we got a late night game tonight, 10:10 Eastern time. The Dodgers took 2 of 3 against the Yankees, were a dog on Friday, came back and won. Shohei Ohtani, 2 home runs in that game. A dog, laughably, on Saturday as they put up 10 runs in the first 2 innings. And then they were the favorite with Yamamoto on the hill last night. And all the Yankees needed was a little Matt Newmans there to pull for them as the Yankees do get the win. But they say bye-bye to one New York team. In come the New York Mets. 10:10 first pitch out there at Chavez Ravine tonight. And right now, as you see on your screen, the Dodgers, a -152 favorite. total sitting at 9.5 for the Mets and Dodgers tonight in LA.
Yeah, I was at Dodger Stadium there Sunday when the Yankees were priced as pretty big dogs. You're not going to find the Yankees at that type of underdog price many times this season. I think that was the biggest dog price so far this season. When you look back after 162 games, you might not find a bigger price than that. But Ryan Yarbrough started Sunday against the Dodgers, and Yoshinobu Yamamoto was the Dodgers starter. And Yamamoto had been outstanding this season. Well, he was due for a rough outing. He finally had one. It's weird how that thing works, too, because Aaron Judge was the power supply for the Yankees the first two games, Friday night, Saturday. Judge did not have a hit Sunday, and the Yankees rolled to a 7-3 win. And Ryan Yarbrough shuts down the Dodgers. So Dodgers do take 2 of 3. They accomplish their mission of winning the series against the Yankees without Mookie Betts, who stubbed his toe at home last Wednesday. And Betts apparently has a fractured toe, and he was out working out today. I don't think he's going to be in the lineup tonight, but it looks like he's going to be back soon. But without Mookie Betts, the Dodgers offense was fine over the weekend against the Yankees. What's it going to look like tonight? That's questionable. I will tell you this, Tim. When you watch the Dodgers, now you've got Ohtani and obviously Freddie Freeman, two of the best left-handed bats in baseball at the top of the lineup. That is not a lineup that blows you away aside from Freeman and Ohtani when you take Betts out of it. Will Smith is a pretty good hitter when he's hot. Max Muncy can be, and Muncy homered Sunday afternoon. But the Dodgers lineup doesn't scare you to death if you're a lefty pitcher going up against the Dodgers because Ohtani and Betts being left-handed hitters. Well, Pete Blackburn is going tonight.
Season debut for Pete, Paul Blackburn.
Paul Blackburn going tonight. And he is not a lefty. And he's opposing Dustin May, who's been a little bit shaky recently. The big redhead.
My ginger brother.
I know you like him because he's a big redhead. I don't know if you can trust
Dustin. His flow is a little better than mine. I'll say that, Dustin May.
Minus 152, that's the price. At DraftKings, it's 155. 152 here at Circa, total 9.5. I'm not all that impressed with the Dodgers lineup right now without Mookie Betts in it. And a little bit hesitant to lay the price. So that's why yesterday I thought if you're going to be a contrarian better, you got to take the plus price with the Yankees.
Right? Sure.
And that paid off. Today, after watching Dustin May and his recent starts, I would be hesitant to lay this. I would probably try to find out a different way to play it. Dustin May, his last two home starts, 11 innings, 5 earned runs. He does have a good strikeout to a walk ratio at 16-3. But he gave up 4 runs against the Angels in a loss. That was a 6-2 loss. And he gave up 4 runs and 5 2/3 in a recent loss to the Braves. He has not been in great current form. Actually, Dodgers 2-3 in his last 5 starts. So Mets open up a series here. It's kind of a scheduling quirk here, right? The Dodgers have a bit hyped weekend series against the Yankees, and then the Mets roll in on Monday for another series. You get New York, back-to-back here. I guess what I would say is Paul Blackburn's probably not going to go deep into this game, right? What do you think? 5 innings, tops?
Yeah, first start of the season, yeah, I wouldn't imagine he's going to go very
deep. Depending on what his pitch count is here. Even though it's our game of the night, I would probably lean under the total of 9.5. I have not bet it. I know we like to have a bet on our game of the night. I can't really say I have one. Do you?
I do not. The only bet that I have is I we could dive into this a little bit later on the show. I was texting with our good friend Jimmy Ott down there on ESPN Baton Rouge. Just curious, what the hell happened last night? How did LSU lose to a team that went 8-16 in the OVC, was the 8th seed in the OVC tournament, and they lose at home? And ultimately, I did lay the run line with the LSU Tigers tonight. Worth noting here.
How many runs?
5.5. Whew, yeah.
That's a serious run.
Yeah, I didn't have the bankroll, Matt, to lay 1,900 on them to win the game outright.
ESPN bet, by the way, had LSU minus 3,000.
Whew. Yeah, I think Circa's at minus 1,800. So always always look around. But yeah, did throw a little bet out there on LSU. And as Jimmy Ott let me know, which is a good note, if you're looking at the odds board and you see that LSU's on top, that means they are, even though they're playing at home, they are the visiting team tonight. So if you're laying the run line, you do know that you're going to get 9 at-bats, which is notable there as hopefully they take care of business there. Also worth noting, Matt, as we saw yesterday, Christian Yelich got hit in the thumb as he has been red hot for the Brewers, who have won 7 in a row. He is in the lineup tonight for the Brewers as they head to the Cincinnati Reds. That first pitch is moments away between the Reds, as we watch it there on the screen, and the Brewers. The Brewers, arguably the hottest team in all of baseball. They have won 7 straight, Matt, as they head to Cincinnati for a series there. Brady Singer will take the hill for the Cincinnati Reds. The Brewers right now, I'll call it a pick 'em. Minus 106 both ways here at Circa, as the Brew Crew, a sweep over the weekend of the Philadelphia Phillies. How about Saturday? Mm-hmm. You had 18 runs from the Dodgers, yep. 17 runs from the Brewers in Philadelphia, including a couple of home runs from Rhys Hoskins, the former Philly.
I mean, who expected the Brewers to get this hot? It just happens in baseball. Recently, the Twins were red hot. The Angels were red hot. You know, you got the Brewers right now running off a win streak, and you don't want to bet against teams on streaks in baseball, win streaks or lose streaks. Don't bet against the streaks in baseball. But I did not play that Brewers-Reds game tonight.
Well, also worth noting later tonight, Matt, the A's, do you know that the A's on May 13th were 22-20?
Yeah.
They are now 23-37, mm-hmm. Matt. They have lost 6 in a row and 1-17 over the last 18 games. They are at home tonight, and they are around plus 140 against the Minnesota
Twins. When they're playing bad baseball like that, we don't call them the Las Vegas A's. They're the Sacramento A's.
Leave them up there. When they're 22-20, then you can be part of our city. That's Matt Youmans. I'm Tim Murray. We're up and running. It is VSiN Prime Time. Bottom of the hour, the professor, Aaron Moore, talking college baseball. We've got an NBA Finals to discuss. We'll do that next right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is VSiN Prime Time alongside Matt Youmans. I'm Tim Murray. We're live from the Circa Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas. We got the TVs filled up with some baseball as the Miami Marlins, Matt, trying to tack on to their lead over the Colorado Rockies right now. Did you see this stat making its rounds on social media? Colorado, the Rockies, that is, they have 3 wins, Matt, since May 2nd. Scotty Scheffler has 3 wins since May 2nd. That is it's a wild stat on both fronts, as Scotty Scheffler, of course, wins the Memorial at Jack's Place over the weekend. Not only is Scotty by far and away the world's best golfer, and I'm curious as we get, the U.S. Open next weekend, that should be a very short number, and there are odds already out there. But the Colorado Rockies right now, if you want to bet on the Rockies to come back to beat the Marlins, Matt, plus 750, down 4-1 against the Marlins.
Well, against the Marlins, it's possible, but I don't think I would bet the Rockies under pretty much any circumstance. Rockies are a lot like Little Rock in baseball, except Little Rock's pulling upsets. Tonight in college baseball, if you want to bet Little Rock on the runs line, you get +5.5. Lately, there have been lines put up there. If you want to bet the Colorado Rockies on the runs line, you're getting 3.5. They were getting 3.5 against the Yankees at Coors Field last week, and it's tough to turn down 3.5 runs with the Major League Baseball team in most circumstances, but not the way the Colorado Rockies are playing currently.
Yeah, the funny thing is about the Little Rock and LSU last night was Little Rock was actually on the runs line. You could get 7.5. Now, they ultimately won the game outright. They won 10-4, going away as a 14-1 underdog. But we'll talk more about that coming up.
That's wild.
Bottom of the hour. But yes, the numbers have been just staggering. And I talked about it on Saturday when you looked at some of the teams in college baseball that lost out of the chute. You saw Oregon State lose to St. Mary's, plus 275. Utah Valley, controversial finish there against Oregon on Friday night. They were around 550 at DraftKings. Ole Miss lost their first game. Southern Miss lost to the Ivy League champ, Columbia. So it's been fun to keep tabs on this. And we've got some really good handicappers, including Aaron Moore, who's going to join the show. I saw Matt Grissom had some best bets out there. And I know one of his, I think it was a parlay, including North Carolina, who did take care of business earlier this afternoon. afternoon. So North Carolina moving on to the Super Regional, where UNC, I believe they will face Arizona, as Arizona won the Eugene Regional. So more college baseball coming up in just a little bit, Matt.
We do have a quick update in MLB here. Richard Fitz starting for the Red Sox. And this has been a tough start here for Dick Fitz, because the Angels have runners on the corners, no outs, and Zach Neto led off the game with a homer. So Angels up 1-0 and threatening to pile on here. So Red Sox, if you bet them pregame here at Circa, they were minus 140, but the Angels are going to flip to favorites here pretty soon.
They already are, minus 180 at DraftKings. So before the Red Sox have even stepped to the batter's box, Matt, you can get them at plus 140. So certainly something to keep an eye on there. But men on first and third there for the Angels, and no outs. So we're keeping our eyes on what's unfolding there at Fenway Park right now, as the Red Sox and the Angels. Just a couple of games underway. As mentioned, the Brewers and the Reds, that game underway as well. That one in the first inning. Brewers, winners of seven in a row, a slight dog tonight. Actually, I'll call it a pick 'em. And right now, they are the dog, plus 114. If you think the Brewers can come back, or not come back, ultimately win that game in Cincinnati. Matt, over the weekend, we saw the Indiana Pacers finish off the New York Knicks. And I know you and I were very happy, at least on Thursday night, to see the Knicks victory. You had a money line bet, in addition to the fact that both you and I had over 5.5 wins. A little bit sweatier than needed, but we got there on that one. And ultimately, I was talking about it on Saturday, I did take a little Pacers first half. I felt like you'd get a good effort from them. They were better in the second half. All in all, they were the much better team on the floor Saturday night. And now you've got some historical numbers regarding this Indiana Pacers team in an underdog role. We're going to talk to Evan Abrams more about this later on in the show. But around plus 500, if you want to back the Indiana Pacers here in this series against the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, we'll talk about different ways you could bet this. If you believe, I've been getting texts from people who say, am I crazy? I think the Pacers got a better shot to win this series than most people think. I don't think you're crazy. I don't think the Pacers are going to win the series, but I do think they have a better shot than, let's say, the experts think or the odds makers think at this point. Now, the Pacers are going to have to shoot the lights out. Mm-hmm. And against the Knicks in game six, they shot 17 for 33 from three. The difficulty in that, when you project ahead to the OKC series, is you're not going to get all those open looks against the OKC Thunder that you got against the Knicks. It's going to be a lot tougher for the Pacers. This OKC defense is going to be problematic for the Pacers. And that's part of the biggest part of the matchup we're going to be breaking down this week, because the Pacers, if they get hot offensively, they can beat anybody pretty much on any given night. But they're going to be facing the best defensive team they've faced this season. And by the way, here, talk about trends and just eye-opening facts in general. OKC Thunder, 27-1 versus Eastern Conference opponents this season. 27-1. You know how hard that is to do?
And they've covered nine in a row.
To not fall asleep at the wheel in some spots on the road against East teams, or maybe even a spot at home, 27-1 against East teams. That's something that's
how about this, Matt?
Definitely
just
eye-opening.
Just to, not only from a straight-up standpoint, as Evan Abrams pointed out, 23-6-2. I think there were a couple play-in games or in-season tournament games maybe that were sprinkled in there, but they were 23-6-2 ATS against the Eastern Conference this year. So this is a team that's dominated the East. Look, you got to give all the credit in the world to the Pacers. They were a series dog going into the Cavaliers series. No one gave them a shot. I'll be honest, I didn't really give them a shot. Yes, the Cavaliers were a bit banged up, but they were the better team in that series. And then the Knicks series, I just expected to go deep. I didn't really have a strong feel one way or the other. And game one, you could say historical comeback. You could say epic collapse, however you want to define it. But at the end of the day, after six games, Matt, the better team was the Indiana Pacers, and they emerged in that series.
And it was obvious the better team was the Pacers, because look at the points off turnovers category and how the Pacers just blitzed the Knicks in transition, especially made them pay for their mistakes. Yeah, it was pretty obvious by game six that the Pacers were a far better team. Now, Pacers are going to face a much tougher test here in the finals, and we can break that down.
Yeah. So right now, if you look at series spreads and different ways to attack this upcoming series, I know a popular bet, I would imagine, for some is going to be Oklahoma City -2.5. I did lay a little bit on that on Saturday at -120, Matt. You do the thing that is concerning, certainly, if you look at this postseason, and we've discussed this here on the show, Oklahoma City, while they've been pretty much great in every aspect all year long, they've yet to cover a game on the road, right? So they've been phenomenal at home from a covering standpoint, from an outright win standpoint, but they have struggled a bit on the road. When they go to Indiana in games 3 and 4, are they able to win one of those games? Because I do think for Indiana, Matt, it's going to be a pretty big challenge as Mike Trout, wow, he just absolutely obliterated a baseball, Matt. That is a, I believe, a 3-run shot.
It is 5-0 Angels. Woo-hoo! And this line is going to flip big time in favor of the Angels.
-580 now for the Angels as Mike Trout just hit 580? One 454 feet. He hit it out of Fenway Park.
He did. I think it landed on Cheers Bar down the street. And Red Sox pitcher Dick Fitz finds himself in a tough spot here, giving up 5 runs before he can get one out tonight.
You can get the Red Sox right now +4.5 runs at -125 at DraftKings. They have yet to bat, Matt. It is 5-0. Wow. Mike Trout just absolutely smashed that baseball out of Fenway Park to make it 5-0 there. So a good start for the Angels there in Boston against Richard Fitz on the hill for the Boston Red Sox. Oof, yeah, that ball was crushed. Cincinnati, by the way, an early lead right now over the Milwaukee Brewers as they lead now 1-0, and the Reds out to a -$2 favorite in that contest. Matt, we have, you know, 3 more days before game 1 of the NBA Finals, so a lot of time to digest it. Any early just gut feel of this series, or are you going to dive into it a little bit more, looking at different options that are out there for the NBA Finals?
I have a lot to talk about, a lot of betting options here I'm considering for the series, Tim, but we don't have time to get into that now because you've got an important promo you've got to read before the commercial break.
I do. That's a nice lead-in, Matt. I appreciate that. If you want to bet smarter this football season, there's no better way than become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get a full year for just $199 plus a free pre-order of the NFL Sharp Betting Playbook by our friend Josh Applebaum, a no-nonsense guide to reading the market, spotting sharp action, and making smarter bets. Sign up now and get instant access to our daily email with best bets from hosts and guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, 24/7 video access on the VSiN Watch app. Go to vsin.com/subscribe. Use the promo code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up. vsin.com/subscribe. BOOK is the promo code. The professor, Aaron Moore, is talking college baseball with us next.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We keep it rolling here on a Monday evening alongside Matt Eumanns. I'm Tim Murray, a 3-run homer in old Rocky Top as the Tennessee Volunteers now lead Wake Forest 6-2 as the Vols trying to get to the Super Regional, Matt, as they enter the NCAA tournament as the, I'm looking at my notes here, where were they? 14 seed. And if they win, they will move on to take on Arkansas.
Did your teleprompter freeze there?
I was anticipating, because Tennessee's been so good over the years, that I was looking down my list and I'm like, oh, they're 14th. I was looking up higher. All right, enough of that. Let's get to a man who knows college baseball much better than I do. He was on my show on Sunday giving out some winners. It is our professor, Aaron Moore. And you can make sure to read up all his content over at vsin.com. We'll have Super Regionals officially confirmed as these games wrap up here. But let's start with the game that we've already touched on a little bit, Aaron, which is just a wild situation that's brewing down in Baton Rouge as Little Rock, the winners of the OVC, the 8th-best team in the OVC. They went 8-16 in conference play. They lose 7-0 on Friday. Then they turn around. They put up 22 runs on Rhode Island. They beat Dallas Baptist as a plus 850 dog. And then as a 14-1 dog, they beat LSU on their home turf last night to force this deciding game here this evening. So a massive line around minus 1,900 or so with LSU, Aaron. How would you attack this stunning revelation that Little Rock is still alive and playing LSU tonight for a berth to the Super Regionals?
I would attack it, Tim, by watching it, having fun, but no way in hell I'm laying any money on LSU with that line. And I have no confidence that Arkansas Little Rock can do this again. I think if you look at that game and what happened, you have literally the team near the top, if not the top of college baseball, and the team in the bottom of the tournament, so to speak, in rankings. LSU had a game to give. They did not pitch one of their top two starters, or who are fantastic. They had a game to give. There was probably a little psychological letdown. When the game happens tonight in Baton Rouge, I think you see a much different approach. You've got a great coach in Jay Johnson who knows how to motivate his players, get them to play well. I expect LSU to win this game. But at the same time, from a betting standpoint, I don't know how you can lay that line. And 5.5, as I was telling Matt earlier today, think about it. It's a 7-0 game, and LSU has the game in hand. Mm-hmm. And what do? They bring in a pitcher in their bullpen later towards the end of the game, maybe a guy they would not use. He gives up a couple runs because they're comfortably coasting in. And all of a sudden, that 7-0 lead becomes a 7-2 lead. And you could see them bringing in a better arm in the bullpen to get them through the game. 5.5 is just a crazy amount of runs I'm not willing to give.
All right, Aaron Moore, the professor, he told me earlier today, LSU ain't losing tonight, no way. And now he's too chicken, you know what, to lay the 5.5 runs. But Tim Murray laid Tim Murray laid the 5.5 tonight. And why did you do it, Tim? Because you're guaranteed to
nine at bats, baby. Yep. They're the visiting team tonight. So let's pound them. Let's punt them into submission. It's been a great story, like St. Peter's in the Elite Eight against North Carolina. Domination here from LSU.
Aaron, can I put everything in perspective here, what we've seen in the first weekend of the tournament. Vandy, Texas, Florida, some of the SEC powers going down.
Well, they go down, Matt, and we went into the tournament expecting the SEC to dominate, which they've done in recent years. It's pure letdown. I think from the SEC standpoint, I don't necessarily know if we had them overvalued. I think Vandy was a little bit overvalued as the number one overall seed. We knew this team couldn't hit that well. They hit in the mid-260s. Perhaps they were overvalued. I don't think otherwise we overvalued the SEC. I think it was a crazy amount of variance. When you have baseball games and you have pitchers throwing hard all the time, hitters don't always hit it, even though they're the better hitters, and vice versa. I think the variance caught up with the SEC, but ultimately, here we are, not even the end of the first round. If it's Arkansas, if it's LSU who wins the College World Series, those are the two teams favored right now. If they win, ultimately, I think we kind of forget about this. And then at the end of Omaha, we say, see, we told you the SEC is the dominant conference in college baseball.
You know, we'll get prices either tonight or tomorrow, Aaron, for these Super Regionals. We do have another game tonight, which we can get to, Southern Miss and Miami. But you mentioned on Sunday that North Carolina, I believe, was 6-1 at the time we chatted on Sunday morning here on VSiN to win the title. It feels like, and now we've seen plenty of upsets, so you don't want to put the cart before the horse, but it does feel like for UNC, with Oregon get eliminated, they get the Big 12 champ Arizona to come their way as well. What do you make of the Super Regional draw for UNC as they get Arizona this upcoming weekend?
It's fantastic for UNC. So they don't get the favorite. They get Arizona coming to Chapel Hill. And if you saw that game today, one of these elimination games, UNC had so much momentum. You could see the players relaxed, hit, and clearly outperformed Oklahoma. So you had that home team that we have so much expectations for, like an LSU, like a Tennessee, that when they're in that elimination game, UNC looked fantastic today. They really are the best team outside of the SEC. And Tim, when we were talking the other day, it was 6-1. I imagine when that line is posted, you're going to get a lot of momentum betting-wise for the Diamond Heels. That number might be 4.5, possibly 4, when that line, when the future board opens up again.
At Pub Relation Prof. Also check out vsin.com where he does college baseball write-ups. How about the games in progress right now? I'm going to get before we get to your best bets for the coming weekend or what you're looking at betting this coming weekend. Right now, I know you have Wake Forest, Tennessee over the total. Tennessee just hit back-to-back homers.
They're Volunteers 8-2 now.
Celebrating wildly after each home run. Man, 8-2. Vols lead Demon Deacons in that one, bottom of the fourth. So, Aaron, you're looking good there. How about Murray State about to take out Ole Miss? Well, it needs to hold on to a lead here, but Murray State up 6-3 in the fifth inning.
I played that one in game, got it 18.5, and that's where the total stands right now after Murray State just put that sixth run on the board. I'm expecting in the situation where Ole Miss gives up the lead very early and then talent rises to the top, perhaps that isn't going to happen here. It looks like Murray State is playing well. I've got 18.5. I hope it keeps under 9 runs at this point. Now I'm going to hopefully, because I'm just playing the total, now I'm going to hope it's Ole Miss that is done scoring, because it looks like Murray State has played very well in the first half of this game.
How about Oregon State? Right now, Beavers up 5-0 on USC. I believe Oregon State lost its first game, and you still thought Oregon State had a great shot to win this regional, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Oregon State, and that was one of the things I wrote about on VZN.com. You could have gotten the Beavers at 40-1, and that's going to be really interesting if this lead holds up against USC. They go into the Super Regionals. They're going to have to travel all the way to Tallahassee, and then it's going to be interesting. That Super Regional, you're going to have Oregon State, who opened the tournament at 40-1. Florida State opened the tournament at 35-1. So whoever wins that Super Regional, you're getting a ticket going to Omaha north of 30-1. You're in a pretty good situation there, especially if other SEC teams fall along the way.
Yeah, Murray State, by the way, has added 2 more runs. They're now up 8-3 in the top of the fifth inning. So it looks like Murray State. It's college baseball. Anything could happen. But Murray State, as they get another double and maybe able to add another run here, looks like they'll be playing Duke in the next round. Aaron, as we look at the other game on the board, so the two games still available, and you mentioned it with Little Rock and LSU. You're not going to lay the chalk there with LSU. Right now, total 14.5. LSU, -1750 on the money line, -5.5 on the run line. And then also at the same time in Southern Miss, we've got the Golden Eagles at a -$1.75 favorite against Miami, total of 13. Anything in the two remaining games here tonight with berths to the Super Regional?
It is interesting in this situation, Tim. We have Southern Mississippi, who is in this situation that these other home teams are, that they didn't expect to be here in an elimination game against the Hurricanes. Now, in this game, I would take the run line. I'll take the Hurricanes +1.5 in this situation, just for a little bit of protection. Southern Miss plays very good at home, one of the best home teams in college baseball. They hit and they pitch. But Miami, I think, is a little bit overlooked. So in this situation, I'll be willing to take that 1.5. Miami, all season, we've talked about so many different teams. The Hurricanes haven't been one of them. I would not be surprised if they knock off the Golden Eagles in Hattiesburg.
Wrap it up here, last 30 seconds. What are you looking forward to this weekend in terms of best bets in the next round, or what might interest you the most here?
If Tennessee holds on, Matt, Tennessee versus Arkansas in the Super Regionals, you're going to have Dave Van Horn of Arkansas coaching against his former protege in Tony Vitello. This is like Coach K facing Bobby Knight. I think it's going to be one of the big storylines. It'll be great betting activity. And just for the college baseball fan, you're going to be able to watch a story unfold over the weekend. Can't wait for that Super Regional if Tennessee holds on.
Tennessee right now up 8-2 on Wake Forest in the fifth inning. He's our professor, Aaron Moore. Appreciate it, Aaron.
You got it, guys. Good luck to you.
There he is. Aaron Moore, it is VSIN Primetime.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is VSiN Prime Time here on a Monday night. Thanks, as always, to the professor, Aaron Moore, for joining us, giving us his thoughts. Tonight, he does like Miami on the run line, plus 1.5 against Southern Miss. First pitch around 9 o'clock Eastern there in that regional final. And if you're looking around Miami, it looks like minus 112 here at Circa at plus 1.5 runs is the best price you're going to find there. So that is the way he is going. And he said, no way would he lay the 5.5. He was spitting in my face saying, you're an idiot. And maybe I am. But I laid it with LSU for that one tonight against Arkansas.
Big difference on the price out there, because at ESPN bet today, LSU is minus 3,000. Here at Circa, minus 1,800. So you definitely got to shop around for
cheaper
these
at DraftKings, minus 1,750. Save your 50 cents.
Got to look around for these. I had somebody text me this afternoon and said, LSU minus 3,000. Wow. I said, well, why don't you try to check a couple other books, because that's not the line at DraftKings, not the line at Circa. Some people only look at one book. You have to look at multiple books.
Doing yourself
a disservice if you don't shop, at least shop around and compare what different sports books have on these games.
You know, you and I, obviously, all of us are in the midst of football mode looking around. You know, I was texting with our friend John Murray, and I said, hey, you guys have the best number on Notre Dame by a long shot for the national title. They were 30-1. Everywhere else was 17 or 15-1. Right. So I was like, from a number standpoint, had to take it. And then, you know, a quarterback that you and I are big fans of, and I'm curious how he's going to do, Devin Dampier transferring from New Mexico to Utah, 50-1 at Circa to win the Heisman Trophy. He was 100-1 at DraftKings. I'm like, well. Yeah. At that price, I had to take a little shot. I mean, look, you're filling your portfolio now with probably some long shots, and you did the same with your Heisman bet and Arch Manning. You found a good number, I believe, at the Westgate Superbook, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a big difference. Like, you're talking about the Devin Dampier things, 50-1 here at a sharp book and 100-1 at DraftKings. You got to take the 100-1 when a sharp book is offering you half of what you can get somewhere else. Take the 100-1. Now, Arch Manning, he's the favorite, obviously, but there were 6-1, 7-1 out there. I found 8-1 at the Westgate Superbook, and I took 8-1. Not a big difference, but that was the best number I could find in the market.
But still, I mean, you're looking around, you're finding those numbers, and when it comes, especially too, when you're playing these win totals, juice is going to vary by 10 to 20 cents, you know? So make sure you're always looking around if you're diving into the futures market. All right, Matt, before we get back to a little NBA Finals chatter, and we're going to hear some thoughts from Rick Carlisle as he gets his team ready for the NBA Finals. Let's update folks quickly on what's going on across Major League Baseball right now. How about those pesky Colorado Rockies, ladies and gentlemen? 4-3 right now, the Rockies. Now, the Marlins do have men on second and third in the bottom of the fourth inning. So right now, Matt, live line, Rockies plus 520. They are a whopping 9-50 on the season. The worst start to a season in modern baseball history since 1901, 9-50 start there for the Colorado Rockies, looking for that 10th win of the season. I don't know if they're going to get it tonight, but they're showing some, showing a little bit of life, at least down there in Miami, but still trailing 4-3.
So 1901, 1902, that's considered modern baseball?
I believe so. Modern baseball, 1901.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I saw some, there were a couple teams in the 1800s that I think started worse than 9-50. Imagine traveling around in the trains and getting your ass kicked every night. That would probably be a lot of fun. But also the game that we have on the main screen here in studio, Matt, which is Angels and Red Sox. What a start for the Los Angeles Angels. Put up a 6 spot in the first inning against Richard Fitz, as he was pulled after just one inning of work. He gave up 6 runs. 5 of them were earned. 3 homers, including a 454-foot homer from Mike Trout.
Mike Trout hit a bomb over the Green Monster, landed on the Cheers bar down the street. And then how about Joe Adell? He came up a couple batters later, and Adell put one out of the park over the Green Monster. So 6-0 Angels. Bottom of the second, the Red Sox not quitting, though. They got runners on the corners here with 2 outs. Tyler Anderson, if he can get through 5, he should be able to get the win tonight. Right now, Anderson, I believe, has what? He's in pretty good shape here in the second inning. He's just over 20 pitches, 32 pitches now. So he's going to get through 5. If He doesn't let the Red Sox rally here. All right, let's get back to what's important.
NBA Finals, game one on Thursday night. The head coach of the Indiana Pacers, a NBA champion, of course, led the Dallas Mavericks to a title in 2011. They were dogs in that series, Matt. There will be dogs, significant dogs, heading into this series against Oklahoma City. And Rick Carlisle earlier today on the Pat McAfee show discussing the identity of this Pacers team and what and why ultimately they are such an up-tempo squad.
Well, it's training camp, but really it's, you know, when we did exit meetings last year after the season, we talked about the importance of a great summer of conditioning. And look, this is one of the reasons that Tyrese had a slow start to the year. You know, he was coming off the injury last year in the conference finals to Boston. He got healthy basically just in time to start practicing with Team USA with the Olympics. And then once the game started, you know, he wasn't playing much, and then he got dinged up in, I think, the second to last game. And then he was not really healthy until about two or three days before actual training camp started. So he missed out on a summer of conditioning and base building, you know, from a conditioning standpoint. And it's one of the big reasons that the start to his season this year was slow. And so, it's a commitment, and it's not just, you know, you don't just come into training camp to get in shape. Nowadays in this NBA, you've got to do your conditioning stuff during the summer, and you've got to come in really tuned up.
That was Rick Carlisle earlier today, courtesy of the Pat McAfee show. Matt, you and I were sitting here on air prior to game four, and we played a clip from Tyrese Haliburton where he essentially said, you know what, game three, we didn't play to who we are. And they came out game four, and the tempo was frantic all night long. We had 251 combined points, flew over the total. And it's funny when you look at the four wins that the Pacers had. I know game two went under the total, which was, I think, 225 for game two. It was 114-109 the final. But if you look at the finale, the game six win for the Pacers, which went over the total as well, if you use that number, which I think was 221 or so, all four of the Pacers' wins went over that game six total. So it was a bit of a correlation of if the Pacers win, the game was going to go over. Knicks won, it went under. It's not going to be that similar with Oklahoma City because they'll get out and run too. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I was looking. Tim Legler did a really good spot on ESPN last night talking about where 110 is going to be the threshold. When the Pacers score more than 110, they win. Held below 110, fewer than 110 points, they lose. And, you know, the OKC defense is going to try everything possible to lock down the Pacers and keep them in the low 100s. Pacers against the Knicks got out. They turned mistakes into points. Points off turnovers. Pacers were unstoppable in transition in game six. Do you think that's going to happen against OKC? Probably not. This is going to be a much different style of series for the Pacers to play. They were 17 for 33 from three against the Knicks in that deciding game, shot 54% from the field, had 30 assists, 12 turnovers. Tim, it's going to be so much more difficult for the Pacers to run their half-court offense, to get out in transition, get easy buckets, to get wide open looks from three like they did against the Knicks. That's not going to happen against this OKC team. Now, I will say this. Rick Carlisle, that was a very boring clip we just ran of him talking about conditioning and Tyrese Haliburton. If that's a highlight from the McAfee show, I don't want to hear the rest of it. That was the highlight?
I guess so.
Okay, so yeah. After that boring clip of Carlisle talking there about conditioning and Haliburton, I will say that the Pacers have one distinct edge going into this finals, and that's that they have the sharper coach.
Yep.
And if
Dagnall is no bum.
I know, but he's never been here before.
True. No, true.
And Carlisle's been through it for many, many years, and he's seen it all in the association. And I think the Pacers are going to be well prepared for this series. Don't discount the coaching edge that the Pacers are going to have here.
Thought this was interesting. The Ringer had an extensive breakdown of the NBA Finals. Oklahoma City finished the regular season, Matt, ranked second in opponent transition frequency and second in transition points added per 100 possessions. In the playoffs, they've done an even better job of limiting those opportunities and have allowed the second fewest fast break points. The interesting thing is noted in the article, the only team that ranks ahead of OKC in most of those categories, the Indiana Pacers. So we will see how this all ultimately plays out. It is going to be fun. And, you know, one thing that was mentioned on on Saturday night, Matt. Since January 1st, the two best teams in the NBA, Thunder and the Pacers. Thunder 53 and 13, and the Pacers 46 and 18. How is this game being bet? Johnny Avello is going to join us coming up top of the hour from DraftKings Sportsbook. Hey, just a reminder, folks, EdgeBoost is the first ever bank account built for bettors, ensuring all gambling transactions are approved. No usage fees, no minimums. Earn cash back rewards, 100% approval for all betting deposits. Sign up today at edgeboost.bet with the promo code PRIME. Deposit $25, and EdgeBoost will match that deposit. Once again, EdgeBoost.bet. Johnny Avello, he joins us next.